John Maul and I are two of the guys that worked on this. One other man working for him, Jim Goldie, is still alive and out there somewhere. Another one, George Bemsky, John Maul told me in a phone conversation, is dead. Tannenbaum worked a little bit on this. He went up to almost, he just got beat out to be chairman of AT&T. He just was just one man down. But at the time I'm talking about, he was a piece of this. And then a couple of others that I mentioned in here, and that was it. I don't know if we have any comments about Shockley in here. Shockley claims there's some stuff here about the PNPN switch, which became the control rectifier, which is now the thyristor. Shockley wasn't anywhere around us when we built that. John Maul was guiding that. And then GE picked that up and made the SCR, which, and I'm the only one that worked on this at Bell Labs, then was with the originators at General Electric. See, if Shockley had picked up on the PNPN switch and had made a power device, he could have gotten rich. GE picked up on that, and that's a long story how that happened. And that's the control rectifier. Uh-huh. And by the accident of me going in the Army and then not returning to Bell Labs and going to GE, I wound up working on this device in two places, at Bell Labs and at GE. I'm willing to let you take this, but I think you have to understand that this is a manuscript, uh-huh. And it is not, it, until I know what John Maul has done, as it stands right now, it's what I put together.
Uh-huh.
But presumably, he is adding something to this, and it's going to be a manuscript that he and I want to publish somewhere.